lucky that I had Andrew Sorcini on the phone. I asked him to come on immediately for you guys, for me also. I am watching what's going on, though I see fear and panic and a lot of insanity. I believe, Andrew, this is very connected to the central bank digital currency. This is the controlled demolition of our economy and the dollar. And I also believe that gold and silver right now really has to be on people's minds more than ever. What's happening? You're probably seeing it from the front lines like nobody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've seen silver go up about 10% in value in the last week. We've seen gold go up about $100 an ounce. And what we've been talking about all along is actually happening. It's the writing's been on the wall for a long time that our fiat dollar is like basically worthless. It's right. Pretty much just an IOU. That's all it really is.
Yeah.
And people are out there right now scrambling, taking money out of the bank and trying to convert it into gold so that they can have something if the banks were to just go under.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I immediately thought, first of all, I saw this happening. Rob, you know, started in the 80s at Silicon Valley Bank. He worked there as a kid. And so we have friends that are still there, invested there. And his good friend called him and was like, do you see what's happening before? And then before it got in the news, like this guy was on the phone with Rob and then his brother called. And then I was like, I'm calling Andrew. Like, I'm not gonna deal with this, because we have talked about many times, this has happened in the past. You and I brought up what they were talking about, bail-ins. The last show we did, I said to you, there's something wrong with the FDIC. I saw it on a couple things. So there was a lot of, like, you know how there's like shocks and stuff before an earthquake. A lot of this was happening. You were seeing it in real time, especially since the executive order and the pilot program went in.
Exactly. And you being familiar with LA, here in Brentwood, California, I looked at a Twitter link that showed people lined up around the bank on Saturday.
I know.
And we saw that back in 2008, 2009. And here it is again. And just one thing that I've been trying to share with people is that during the 2008 financial crisis, we didn't really have anything to compare it to personally. And what I mean is that the last huge financial crisis before that was during the Great Depression. Right. So you would have heard about that from like parents or grandparents.
Right.
But this time, what we're heading into is definitely going to be another financial crisis, probably a larger one. And now we can reference what we saw firsthand that occurred exactly 15 years ago. So right. It's going to start with the banks failing, maybe another big one go down.
Yeah.
And then the stocks are going to start taking a hit, and then real estate will take a hit, and everyone's going to scratch their heads and say, why didn't I prepare myself better for this?
Yeah. And it's funny when it happened, though, I thought, because we've been doing shows for now almost 3 years. And I have to say, like, when we started, I was saying to people, like, it's not about making money. You have to protect what you have. And we've stressed it so many times, because another thing is happening, and people have to understand what you're talking about. We've done shows on it, me and you too. 2008, first of all, the guy from Lehman also happens to be the same guy that also works right now at Silicon Valley Bank. So some coincidences are a little strong, because he also worked at Enron. So, you know, there's something going on that level. But you and I talked about, nobody was ever punished for 2008. No, there was no consequences, and thousands upon thousands that you dealt with, you've been in gold this whole time, gold and silver and precious metals. There were thousands of smaller financial institutions, including Rob's, that were too small to save in 2008. So there was a consolidation of banks once, and nothing really happened. Nothing was put in place to make it impossible to happen again. And now what I fear, Andrew, is there's going to be another consolidation of banks. And regional banks and local banks, we've been trying, because we've been warning people about the central bank digital currency, which isn't currency. It's programmable tokens, ESG score, track and trace surveillance. But for me, I see another strangling of whatever banks survived the first time, because we talk about parallel economy as well. And you need banks and stuff outside the system, or smaller ones, regional, local, to do that. What do you see with that? Because you lived through that crash. You lived through it with gold and silver being a hedge then for people. Like, what's your bigger picture now, looking at it from the 20-year view?
It's very similar to you. I do see the consolidation again. And for people that that may not recall, there was like Washington Mutual Bank was the biggest failure in 2008. And they were scooped up by Chase Bank. And now Silicon Valley is the second biggest one.
Right.
And this is a really the writing is on the wall. And most people won't do anything. They're really concerned about it this week, but they'll just sit back and just assume that everything's okay. And it probably will be much down the road, but you want to be able to sleep at night. So people should convert some of what they have in cash into gold and put it somewhere safe that only you and maybe your spouse knows about. But it's going to help you sleep at night knowing that you're not exposed to the government. And just one more thing about this is after the 2008 financial crisis, when the Patriot Act and Dodd-Frank Act came out, what was written into them was that as depositors, we've been relabeled. We're not depositors in banks anymore. We're creditors. And when somebody or an institution files for bankruptcy, it's their creditors that are settling for pennies on the dollar. If you're lucky, 50 cents on the dollar. So if we're not depositors now and we're creditors, and it was set up that way after the last financial crisis, that's a little troubling to me.
Yeah, that's why I don't think 2008 and what happened right now are unrelated. I honestly believe that this was a long game to the central bank digital currency in order for this big plan. You know, that's my what I do is follow the money and these big people and the Great Reset and all of that. But this part of them achieving what they really want, which is global governance from the top down, in my opinion, the elitist, I call them the Fourth Reich, as everyone knows, but you can call them whatever you want. It's this rules-based order that, you know, was born out of Rockefeller and Kissinger and Brzezinski and the crown. But the real part of that, if you really, really dig into it as much as I have, a key component is a one world currency, is a top-down controlled currency. And when I'm looking at some of the stuff that they're proposing right now from all over, and it's in the UK, it's here, it's all of these countries that are outside the BRICS, because another thing I think that really precipitated this are the naive sanctions against Russia and other places. But the thing now is that what I believe is part of this is that the World Bank and the IMF, who are the UN, the One World, the Davos bankers, they are coming into play with Janet Yellen, who ran the Fed, you know, is a globalist, is a central banker. They are coming in with ideas to rescue. So to me, remember, we've seen that video that big obese guy from the BIS talking about, you know, that was the future. There is a need for that. My concern, Andrew, and this is where I really want people to pay attention, is 401ks and IRAs and retirement funds, because with everything they're saying, what I hear them saying is we're going to have to take over all of it. Like we're going, yes. And that would include that. And people have to understand, and we're not being fear mongers. We're just saying, I'm reading what they're saying. You're reading what they're saying. I think people that didn't act on that, on the 401ks, IRAs, and pensions, really need to step it up right now. What do you think of that? And what does that look like?
Well, I think it's funny because we are labeled as fear mongers and conspiracy theorists until we're not.
We're not, right?
And I've been saying that again, like all day long. And really, just as a point of reference, we talked about inflation. And we were talking about inflation a couple of years ago. And in early 2022, we're still talking about it. Other people were too. And Biden's like, no, there's no inflation. Inflation is not coming. Then less than a year later, he's sending out checks to compensate people for the inflation that he said did not exist.
One thing about you is you've said all along, you didn't believe the inflation numbers, that they didn't make sense, that it seems to be much higher. But everything they're telling us, unemployment numbers are false that they're telling us, labor participation numbers, but you always were very skeptical of what they were saying about inflation to begin with.
Oh yeah, even today, in reference to what we saw happen with the banks on, with Silicon Valley Bank on Friday, and then other banks on Monday, today a report was released that was meant to just kind of give everybody just a chance to take a deep breath, and the government is saying that everything is going to be okay, and the stocks rallied. So First Republic Bank was up big today. And this is just like that movie, Wag the Dog, where exactly. They just throw in this other stuff to kind of divert our attention. But really, what will happen is the next bank that goes down will actually bring us right back to where we were yesterday. And really, the Deutsche Bank out in Europe, that's right. Their biggest bank, and they've been in trouble for years. And just think of how much shaken up the whole world is just based on Silicon Valley Bank, which Northern California, Silicon Valley, all the wineries. But just think if the Deutsche Bank were to actually stop being propped up, what would happen to the entire world?
Right. And oddly enough, a lot of the people that are partners of the World Economic Forum, like Ginkgo Biotech and a bunch of others, are also Silicon Valley Bank people too, which is weird, because not only did they then come in and say that they were going to backstop it. Something is very wrong with this whole scenario. And I honestly believe people have to get real smart right now, because again, they're going to keep saying that what you said is so key for people to understand. They changed the language that we are the creditors. Who gets screwed? The creditors. And they're saying, well, nobody's going to lose their deposits. Well, they changed the language. So, you know, let's be honest. And I think it's a bigger game. I think it's a wider net that people can't really put together the dots, but we've done our best. So right now, if I have a 401k sitting somewhere, IRA, whatever, what do I do? Because, you know, we don't know what's next, but this is not the end. So I do believe that best for everyone. If you didn't do it yet, fine. It's very easy, but just better safe than sorry. We don't know where we're going, but if you have savings in one of these plans, it's so easy. Can you tell them how to do that?
Oh yeah. It's just an 8-page form that includes an application and a transfer form. We fill out most of the pertinent information for the client. We actually collect the information from them right over the phone, plug it in ourselves, and then we send it to them via DocuSign. Right. And then you just fill it out online or scan it and email it back to us. And then usually the account is open in about 3 days.
Right.
But then the funding begins. The funding can take a week. It can take a month. But lately we've been getting them done very, very quickly. And it's a good idea because most people's retirement accounts hold stocks. Right. And stocks have bounced back a little bit this year, but it won't stay that way. It's not too late. Cash out. Put it into something safe. And we've even had a lot of people recently that we had done IRA rollovers with them in the last year or two. And now they're calling and asking questions like, do you have any idea what the tax consequence would be if I just had everything sent to me and took it as a distribution? Or right. Some people are like, I don't care if there's a tax consequence. Start the paperwork to have it sent to me. And, I don't necessarily advise of that. I'm just giving the information out there so that people can understand just how serious people are taking this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very scary. You and I also warned about the housing crisis. Nobody was talking about housing. You and I are like, no, that's good. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. So, you know, we're dealing with the banks, then the stocks, then the housing market, then that. I mean, we hope that that's not the case, but better safe than sorry. And we really don't want to end up like that. Something else that's important for people to understand is that, and we've talked about this a lot, and people have thanked me that have done this. If you are leaving money for your children or for your grandchildren or for your last expenses or whatever, and you are... I would say that the best thing to do right now in that sense is to, I would turn it, and personally, I know people who have turned it into gold that are keeping it at your depository. Can you tell people a little bit about that? People that have put away money for their kids or grandkids or for children's college or whatever. That's a really good option right now because we don't know what banks are going to be next. And it looks like regional and local banks are in trouble, but you never know. It could be anyone.
Sure. And that's a great option. So we do provide a personal storage option in Wilmington, Delaware, where people could set up an account relatively easily for very minimal fees to be able to store your gold and silver there, physical gold and silver, not certificates, not paper assets.
Right.
And you're given a report anytime that there's movement in and out of there that shows what your account has in it. And for example, we had a gentleman here just today. He started one with about 7 figures a couple of years ago.
Right.
And it was 50% gold and 50% silver. But he's seeing gold right now about 10% from the all-time high, but silver is like 40% of the all-time high. So today he called us and he wanted to exchange some of his gold in favor of silver. And he actually will end up with way more silver this way than if he had bought all silver initially. And for me, the beauty of this is that he doesn't have to ship anything to us. We have an account there at Delaware Depository, and so does he. So it's a simple paper transfer. It just makes things very easy. And it's a big benefit when he goes to sell back either a small portion or even a large one.
Right. And it's also, actually, I was doing a show with a historian the other day, and he brought up that silver, the pre-64 silver. And he said, if I was going to buy anything right now, I'd buy that. And then I was like, I have buckets of that. So, yes. So I was like, I know, but tell the benefit of that and why, right now it's low, but that's a good option for people, especially if they don't have a lot of money, but they want to make sure some of it is safe. But that's something a lot of people don't talk about and don't know about, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. So any dimes, quarters, or half dollars dated 1964 and before are referred to by a couple of different ways. They're called 90% silver because 90% of the coin is made of silver. But usually when we think of you have 90% of something, you think that's not good because I don't have 100% of something. But what that refers to is just the metal that makes up the coin, 90% of it is silver. But I'm telling you that the value of it is based on 100% of the silver value. So this is what's considered to be our emergency currency.
Right.
And those quarters right now are going for about $5.50 each. The dimes are about 55 cents each because of their silver content. And if the fiat dollars that are just made out of paper that aren't backed by anything real were to completely be gone, and if we are moving to a centralized digital currency, then people could still barter with the dimes, quarters, and half dollars. It's very important that people, even if you don't like them, you don't think they're beautiful, just get some, put them away.
Right. Yeah,
I'm not sure if you've opened your buckets, but they're older coins.
We've opened our buckets. Certainly. Just for a minute, only one bucket, but yeah. But you also can keep that in your house. Nobody would ever know. They just think you got extra paint back there. I got to be honest. Sure. And then we also have, the other option out there, which is gold collectible coins, which is a very different thing too. And I follow Martin Armstrong and some other people. I read about that a lot. So I've been seeing a little bit about that and the difference between the collectible gold and the gold bullion and bars. If you could just explain that again. I know I make you do this.
Oh, yeah.
But it's stuff I didn't know, and who knows who's watching for the first time and might not know this information.
Oh, it's very helpful to do it. And I can actually break it down with more detail. So back in like about 100 years ago, 90 to 100 years ago, they used to have like $20 gold pieces that are the size of a silver dollar. They were worth $20. For each $20 gold piece, there would be a $20 bill somewhere in a bank vault or vice versa. So somebody that didn't want to carry around $20 gold pieces, you could just walk right into the bank and trade it for a reserve note. Back then, they were backed by gold. Well, in 1933, the government said, okay, it's not legal for people to own more than $100 right. face value of this. And they said, if you don't turn it in at the bank by such and such date, we will confiscate it. So the banks at that point, even in 1933, they knew that what was going to happen eventually in 1971, that we would go off of the gold standard. But first, they needed a few decades to bring all of that gold in. And that's what they did. And then they made it so that the gold notes or the actual currency that we would use, silver certificates and gold certificates, it doesn't say that on there anymore. They're not backed by anything. So all of the gold was recalled. Well, that gold is non-reportable gold. It's the gold equivalent of the pre-1965 silver dimes, quarters, and half dollars. And that's what you want to have. They cost more than, say, a gold eagle or a Krugerrand, but the gold eagles and Krugerrands are bullion because they say exactly how much gold is in it right on the coin itself. And those are reportable assets. And we try to stay away from those.
Right. Now, we also have a silver coin that you have minted for our pal, General Flynn, America's General, which I'm super excited about. That's a great option, too. That's also a good gift. It's also supportive to General Flynn and the whole cause. So that's another great option. Just tell a little bit about what you did with that. And, it's a limited edition coin, and it's going to, and we're not done with that. You're going to continue to do some experimenting with minting going forward as well.
Exactly. So here's the General Flynn coin. It's a 2-ounce silver coin. This one falls into the semi-numismatic category. It says what General Flynn always says on the back. It says the truth fears no questions.
Right on.
I love that. And and we've already sold about 480,000 of these.
That's awesome. Cool. Yes.
And soon we'll have the His Glory 1/5 ounce Gold Lion.
Wow.
And we have, we're going with a smaller denomination because we believe that this next financial crisis could push gold up to $5,000 an ounce minimum. And I don't want people to go out and say, I want gold because Andrew said it's going to 5,000. Should have been 5,000 a long time ago.
There's a lot of manipulation going on that has been stripped away by this situation. Yeah,
it's true. And so to have a smaller denomination is of great value, because if gold were to be $5,000 an ounce and you've got a 1/5 ounce coin, then you have something that you could barter with in a smaller denomination. And I think that we are headed there at some point. We just don't know when.
Right. That's the thing with everything. That's why I say to everyone, please just get in touch with Andrew. He hired a lot more people since we came on. Now more, he is specialists in every area, whether it's 401k, IRA turnover, whether it's you have a small amount, whether you have millions of dollars, if you have money put away for your grandkids or for your kids' college or whatever, and you want to make sure it's safe through the storm. We are in a storm, folks. Andrew still has, because he's been doing this for 25 years, longer, he still has ability access to supply. What are this must be going nuts, because I'm sure people are panicking. What's the supply options? And also, are the banks giving people hard times doing wire transfers? Where are we in the logistics of those two things?
Oh, those things are happening more now than ever. Yeah, so as far as the supply, last time I was on with you was, geez, maybe only 10 days ago.
Yeah.
And I was telling people that not only is the price of silver and gold very low, but the supply is plentiful, and that could change any day now. And it has. Since the last time I talked with you, it has changed. And now we're starting to see delays on certain coins. And mostly those are the coins that are IRA acceptable coins, which is okay, because those aren't ones that we ship directly to a client. They go to the storage vault for in Delaware, that it's a requirement of precious metals IRAs that it be held at a separate location. Right. So that's okay with those. But with the pre-1933 gold and the pre-1965 silver, the premiums are starting to move upward again, but they're still less than half of where they were in August and September of last year. It's not too late. People should reach out as soon as possible. All of the product is not delayed. Only some of it is right now. And the premiums are still good. And as far as the banks, the banks are feel threatened, especially after Friday and Monday. So I have received a couple calls with people that said, I don't want to talk to my rep. I want to talk with Andrew. My bank won't do the wire transfer, and I just want to see what options we have. And I always just send them right back into the bank. I say, look, just go into that bank again and just demand that they do it. Right. They don't own your money. You do. Or just go into a different branch if you have that option.
Yeah, that's got to be important. People have to be aggressive. They don't want to give up their money right now. They're all panicking. So people have to understand there's also been a tremendous amount of layoffs in the banking industry. You might not even know the people you're dealing with if in any of those senses. We called our own bank to make sure they were okay. And now I'm transferring money places, and then I'm buying more gold from you. But I have to be honest, like, whatever the case may be, whatever you have to do to protect what you have right now, it's all about sustaining what you do have, not letting it, you know, disappear, and not ending up, you know, we ask people not to wait till the last minute, but right now there's a window. You can still get gold and silver. You can still feel safe. You can still reach out to Andrew. Also, we have a form on the MelKayShow.com partners page, MelKay Gold also, and fill out that form with exactly what you need, what you want. If you want advice, if it's whatever specific thing you're doing, because Andrew has people that they just do that. They just do 401ks or pension stuff. They just do small amounts, large amounts, silver, gold, mixture, or just give advice, because a lot of people don't know what to do. It's a little scary, but I'll tell you, it's a lot less scary to feel secure at night, like you said, and be able to sleep. Any last words for people out there? I really don't want people to panic, because that's what they want. I do want people to be smart, get all your information, talk to Andrew. You can email us too, and we can get to Andrew as well. But at the same time, you know, keep your head on straight. Don't watch too much. I mean, I'm seeing the fear porn that we saw during COVID. Like, I mean, all of the same people that scared people to death during COVID are pushing that button right now with the financial. And I think that's scary. You always say that it's never good to be in that kind of place when you're dealing with money or gold and silver.
Exactly. I think when it comes to finance, it's a terrible thing to make an emotional decision. Right. And people at our company will not put you in a position to make a rushed emotional decision.
Right.
If you call us and have a little chat with us, we will explain what the benefits are and what all the different options are. Many times I've told people that I know would say yes if I just told them, like, you need to do this now. But I don't tell them that. I just say, look, just go home, pray about it, take your time, talk with your family about it. And many people that are in the sales industry never want for people to do that, because you might talk to somebody that's going to tell you to not do it. And for us, this is a great option for anybody, whether you get it from our company or another company. But I think that it's good to go with people that are vouched for by people that you know and trust. And and you don't have to worry if you just open up the phone book and look at if they even have them anymore, and look at coin dealers and just try to find one. You don't know who you're going to talk to. So.
Yeah, well, the important thing about you and why we're friends in real life, but why I send everyone to you and I have you on the show to tell people, but also really to educate me, is because you don't put on pressure. You're not a fear monger guy. You just are very easy to talk to. Everyone at your offices, you vetted them all. So it's just like, also beware right now of scams, of people taking advantage of fear, especially in this sector. Let's end on that, because we've talked about it before. The reason that we partnered up together is because I'm not good at being pressured. I'm not good. I don't like anxiety. I don't like any of that. And you're just such a calm voice. And when I am having my own palpitations about some of this stuff, I could talk to you and you're just calm, Andrew, calm down. Because you've seen this. Look, this is not your first rodeo in a financial disaster dealing with this gold and silver. So what should people be looking at in terms of, because I think that there's going to be a tremendous opportunity for scams right now and people that aren't necessarily on the up and up or honest.
Yeah, it's for anyone that receives a phone call about gold and silver, and if you think that it's us, just go to the MLK Partners page and just make sure. You can go on there. You can link to our website right there. You can check our phone number. You can reach out to me. Many people do all the time. Like today, someone, they did a $45,000 transaction and they said, I'm feeling a little nervous and I'm not 100% sure that I'm talking to the right people. So if this really is Andrew at Beverly Hills Precious Metals, please, I won't take up much of your time. Could you please call me? Yeah. Just be cautious. And we've even had people that Google the company and somehow other companies have uh-huh. Yeah, they've come up. So make sure you're dealing with us, because we are obligated through the Mel K family to do the right thing.
Yes.
And we will do exactly that.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely. And you can also, we can also get in touch with Andrew if you have any questions too. And also go to the MLKshow.com, our partners page. You get a direct link there. Make sure you fill out the form. And we are looking out for you. We've been now, Andrew and I have been doing shows for almost 3 years. And we're not going to stop, but we're going to weather the storm beside you. We're going through the same thing in our real lives as well. So thank you so much for joining me, Andrew. It has been a journey. We foresaw where we are now, but I also believe that there will be a storm. It will be hard. It will be maybe rough for people and a lot of adjustment. But I believe on the other side, as I think you do too, there needs to be a restructuring. There needs to be transparency. There needs to be light shined on dark. And that's never easy. But I still think humanity and God here are the arbiters of what will be, and that will be for the good in the long run. So thank you so much, Andrew Sorcini, my friend and my go-to guy when I start to panic about finance. Thank you for keeping me sane and calm, and as you do everyone else. And everyone, please go to the MelKShow.com partners page, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Thank you so much, Andrew. Oh, I'll see you in Tulsa next week. We're having a reverse Davos. I see you're going to be speaking up there with me. So anyone that wants to meet me and Andrew in person, we'll be in Tulsa on the 23rd. We'll also both be at Trump Doral in May. We both talked to everyone. He brings a team now, so that's really fun to the Doral. So we'll see you there. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thanks for having me. I'll be back soon.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.